Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will
by Tranquil Mind, by Vibe Massage and Wellness. Right now we have holiday specials going on. Gift packages are available either in-home for in-home services or at our new location at ProFit Health and Fitness Club, 304 East Diamond Avenue in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Find out more information on these gift cards or to schedule an appointment, you can inbox me through my Facebook. You can tweet me at rsteve44 or you can go on to tqmindbyride@gmail.com. and send me a message, or the best way to do it is go to facebook.com/TQMind, go on that site and schedule an appointment like that. So that way, we can take care of all of your holiday needs, gift card needs, shopping needs, as well as your massage and relaxation needs as well. So once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod, 304 East Diamond Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland. You can go to facebook.com/TQMind to schedule your next appointment. And of course, we're sponsored also by ProFit Health and Fitness Center for different types of fitness styles, kickboxing, Zumba, yoga, covers all the needs for your fitness and service needs for your family, including massage and spa services now available. So ProFit 304 East Diamond Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland. Stop by and try out a class today. So now we got to talk about what happened this past Tuesday, Election Tuesday. And unless you were under a rock or in a hole, which I guess a lot of people were because there wasn't a lot of people voting, then you know that the Republican Party has taken over both the House and the Senate, so they have total control of Congress. So today's topic is what we do from this particular point when it comes down to certain aspects. We're going to talk about a general aspect. What does it say about our country? We're going to talk about a general, a more detailed aspect as far as what this means for the president in regards to some of the policies and things that he may want to do in the last couple years of his term, and some of the things he has accomplished over the last 6 years of his term. And then we want to get a little more specific in how would that affect our community locally, because that's what people got to realize. When you do these elections and you talk about Congress, we think, oh, the whole general thing, oh, it's just Congress, they just make bills for the government. No. A lot of times what goes on in Congress hits us locally first before it goes on a national scale. And also, it's more than just Congress that Republicans really had a big, major victory in. A lot of the local jurisdictions as well, governors came overwhelmingly Republican. A lot of local jurisdictions, town halls, city councils, sheriff's departments, police departments became overwhelmingly Republican. So how does this affect us on a local level as well as on a larger scale? Let me know what you think. 347-850-1228. Once again, 347-850-1228, or you can inbox me on Facebook and let me know how you feel about this particular topic. Where do we go from here? Now, during the week, I've been talking to two people on the board, on the Facebook board, and they are Republican. And what they were saying is that this is a validation of where our government is right now, and a validation of what the presidential administration has done over the past 6 years. Now, I agree that there are a lot of things that could have been done differently over the past 6 years. Of course, looking back, you say, oh, man, I wish that the president did this or the president fought harder for this or that Congress got together for that. Of course, there's always different things that you can say that Republicans out of Congress could have done differently over the past 6 years. But then you look at it from this aspect. What has the last 6 years done for me? Now, I have a car with a V8 engine. And last week, for the first time, I was able to fill up my tank for under $40. Because gas prices have dropped below $3 a gallon. That was unheard of this time last year, this time 2 years ago, when gas prices were about $3.75, $3.80. Some spots here in the D.C. metro area over $4. So you look at that particular point when it comes down to where have we improved. And being an independent businessman and, you know, and running a business, and now I'm getting more and more calls for my services because people feel they have more expendable income. And why they have more expendable income or disposable income? Because they're working more or they actually have a job compared to maybe what 5 years ago. Because unemployment is at the lowest rate that has been in almost 10 years. That's a big accomplishment as well. Three, I talked to a lot of my friends and people all throughout Facebook who are actually home for the holidays this year. They're not in Afghanistan. They're not in Iraq. They're not stationed overseas. They're actually home because we're not in a major war at this time. Yes, there's still stuff going on in Syria and Pakistan and in Iraq with ISIS, but it's nowhere near the far cry from where we were 3, 4, 5 years ago when we had 150,000 troops in Afghanistan, 100,000 troops in Iraq, all, you know, stationed all across the world. No, it's not to that level anymore. Those are some of the big accomplishments when it comes down to the president. You look at the fact that, you look at the fact that if my children get sick, it's coming into flu season, you got this enterovirus going on, they have health care because of universal health care in the state of Maryland and throughout other states throughout this country where children are covered. All that has happened over the last 6 years. Now, what happens now? Now, of course, the main talk on the news for the past 6 days have been immigration and health care. So I'm not even going to go into immigration and health care right now. We're going to talk about on another level. We're going to talk about education, and we're going to talk about more of the scope of medical discoveries on that end, on a local scale. So let's go to medical discoveries first. Now, with, like I said, Ebola fears going on, the enterovirus fears going on, all these different types of viruses that are coming out now, where is the research going to come from? A lot of the research was coming from these new policies that the president was stressing and pushing forward in order to try to find alternative ways for medicine, be it mental therapy, be it, you know, be it mental health, be it stem cell research, all these different aspects that were being pushed forward over the past few years. Now that's going to be scaled back. These medical companies are going to get cutbacks because of the fact that the Republicans want to cut spending on different types of research, which is a key essential fact for a top-tier nation to be successful. Medical and scientific research needs to be done. So now we already have cutbacks on NASA. We don't even have a NASA program anymore. We're going to get cutbacks on medical and scientific research to help, you know, to help for things like cancer, to help for things like this enterovirus or Ebola, things like that are going on, even though a lot of Republicans ran on the fear of Ebola, but they ran from an immigration standpoint, saying that we don't need to have scientific research to try to cure these diseases. All we got to do is keep the people that are bringing it over here away from our country. And that was their logic, and that was their theory, saying that the best way to combat these diseases instead of scientific research is to get rid of those people. And that's what we're going to see more and more of in the next 8 to 10 months when it comes down to these cuts that Republicans are going to push forward. From a medical standpoint, all those that are in the science, bio research, chemistry, physics, they're going to be looking elsewhere. They're going to be going to Canada. They're going to be going to Japan. They're going to be going to China to do their studies. And therefore, furthermore, it's going to lower and dumb down our society because it goes into the key next key point, education. Because there won't be any need for these scientific or medical researchers in this country, the Republican Party is going to start cutting back on education and going to create more education reform bills, saying that the best way to educate our children, instead of having public schools getting this public funding, they're going to cut back on that and going to force people to pay for private schools because that's what they want. Everything with the Republican Party is based on privatization, saying that you should be able to make enough money to pay for all these little things like education, like health care, like all these different aspects in order to be successful in this country because that's what Republicans do. And Republicans feel that everybody has this disposable income at hand, and if you don't, then you have a problem because that's going to be because federal assistance for welfare and Medicaid and Medicare are going to be cut back as well. So all of this plays a key factor. If we don't have scientific research, we don't have medical research, then why have the education? So education is going to be cut back. It's going to be starting at the lowest level. So it comes down to preschool. Pre-K classes are going to be cut because Republicans feel that pre-K is not essential in public schools. Pre-K should be a privatized thing, so therefore parents that are struggling right now to get through paycheck to paycheck are now going to have to spend an extra $400,000 or $500,000 or $600,000 a month in order to send their 3- or 4-year-old to pre-K, the pre-elementary education. So what will that do in the long term for this country? Basically, we'll have a whole generation of children that are behind the eight ball before they even turn 5 because they don't have standard education when it comes down to reading, when it comes down to writing, when it comes down to basic math, before they even start kindergarten. And then when they get into the public school system, because of the school funding is going to be cut back, there's going to be also little things like books that are not going to be available or resources through online that are not going to be available because the cutback is going to mean that the lower income schools are not going to be able to afford to have Wi-Fi in their schools. You know, not everybody is fortunate to live in a neighborhood where they have laptops in the school, in elementary and middle school, in high school. Not all of us have the luxury to be in a place where students have access to free Wi-Fi at the school or at the school library. And when it comes down to educational cutbacks, that's what's going to happen. The lower income families in cities, in poor rural areas and urban areas, aren't going to have these resources, and therefore, they're not going to have the proper education to be successful. So what that means is there's going to be a small group of people who either live in a high-end community or they have the funds to send their kids to private schools where those children are going to be all right. So the elite are going to be richer, the elite are going to be more successful, while those who are in low income in rural and urban areas are going to have to fight even harder than they actually have to do now to be successful in this country. What that does, that makes it even more difficult for this country to thrive and to succeed. And this is what we're looking forward to. The president, who really didn't have much of an upper hand before, now will have less of means to be successful because everything he wants to do is going to be shot down by the Republican Congress. So how do we make sure things are being done properly now? It's going to be even more challenging because knowing the fact that the Senate, which was a key factor in making sure things were balanced out, people who say, oh, Congress is fighting all the time, that's why I voted for this Republican because I want to make sure it's a unified state and, you know, then, oh, they just didn't vote at all because they feel it didn't matter. Here's the situation that was happening before. The House would post all these different varieties of just wild and crazy things to thwart the president's ideas and views. For the House, the Senate would shut them down, and that's what created their stalemate. But if the fact of it all now is that there's no pushback, there's no brushback between the House and between the Senate, basically what that does is the president has to veto everything. So what that does, that can make the president look like he's incompetent, make the president look like he doesn't have anything to stand on because all he's it's going to appear that he's doing is just trying to shut down what the Republicans are going to do, putting him in a bad light and making it very difficult for the last couple of years of his term. And then it goes right back to Congress, and Congress can push through without him. It's going to create a bigger mess. It's going to create a bigger battle because the thing is, we're going to spend more time arguing and bickering about what's going on instead of trying to bond and say, you know what, this is something that needs to be done. So, and this is where we are right now. The stalemate that was keeping things somewhat sane is gone, so now insanity will reign in our community because of the fact that Republicans have dominated the election. And then you look at it from a local standpoint. You got now Republican governors in Democrat-dominant states. You have Republicans in the sheriff department, police department, city council. So things that were being pushed forward are now definitely going to be cut back when it comes down to universal health care and the Affordable Care Act. When it comes down to immigration reform, now you're going to see a lot of borders and a lot of districts and zones being placed in areas where there's a large immigrant population, like around here in the D.C. metro area, in New York, in Chicago, in Miami. A lot of these places now are really going to have a hard time trying to grasp on their diversity and their culture because now it's going to be segregated and separated in a whole other way. People talk about, you know, the modern-day Jim Crow era. The modern-day Jim Crow era is here and it's here and now. So what can we do now? Partially, we can try to protest and try to fight Ken, but really, right now we can wait. That's all we are able to do is wait and see what happens in 2016. Now, the presidential election in 2016 is not going to be this big push like people think. People that are getting excited in the Democratic Party saying, you know, we'll finally have Hillary Clinton as a front runner for, you know, for the Democratic Party. And honestly, all that's going to do, Hillary Clinton in the next year and a half is going to go on this I told you so platform. And that's going to be the basis of her campaigning. Her campaigning is going to go as this. You should have elected me 6.5 years ago. This wouldn't have been a problem. I told you that I was the better one. I was the one that was more experienced instead of the dude that couldn't handle the grasp of what a president is all about. And that's what's going to be her campaign for the next 2 years. Is that really what we need right now? Is that really what we're looking for? Someone who's going to go on this I told you so campaign that's going to take this and snicker and bicker when it comes down to how she felt slighted back in 2008 and wants to rub it in people's faces for 2016. Democratic side as of right now, unless somebody steps up. And the big problem with the Democratic Party now is that nobody wants to step up. Everybody's afraid to offend people. You don't want to offend immigrants. You don't want to offend homosexuals. You don't want to offend people in the urban areas. You don't want to offend people in the rural areas. You don't want to offend men. You don't want to offend women. You don't want to offend, you know, all these different groups. So if we play so politically correct, how can we be successful? The Republican Party, they went out there and just unashamedly and unabashedly just went after who they wanted to go after and said, this is who we are, take it or leave it, which is not a good thing either. There's one extreme and there's another extreme. What happened to that middle ground? What happened to those liberal conservatives or the, what do you call them, the left-leaning conservatives or the right-leaning liberals? What happened to those people that you fought this fight in the middle? Remember once upon a time people said that about John McCain? Boy, that was a long time ago when people used to say that he was a person in the middle. But now everything's so extreme, so left-wing, right-wing, so hardcore. You got the right, you got the extreme right, you got the left, you got the left radicals, all this different type of phrase and terminology that really has polarized and separated our country to a further extent than it was before. And until we figure out how to get to that middle, then it's going to be a really serious issue in our community and in our society. And this is the Rod Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment, talking about where do we go from here, looking back at the election last week and looking forward to 2016 when it comes down to who we go for. Now, it's still early. I mean, there's so many people that hasn't come out the woodwork. I'm sure that there'll be one Democrat that wants to step up and try to go against Hillary Clinton. It might, you know, Barack Obama, when he came out, people were like, one, who is this dude? Two, how do you pronounce his name? And three, what is his platform? But he crafted one of the best campaigns in the history of this country and really did his thing as far as letting people know, this is what I'm standing for, this is who I am, I'm looking for hope, I'm looking for change. And there was hope that things were going to change, sitting there behind and didn't want to do anything. And that's the problem. You know, hope is only at its strongest when people push to make that hope become reality. And that's something that we as a country did not do, and we failed the administration on not trying to push to get to that level and to get to the point where people were on the right page or on the same page and being successful. So now we got the Republican side. You got old Brother Jeb, so we might have another Bush in there. Is that the right thing, Brother Jeb, really? Is he the person that's going to be the stronghold for this country? I mean, he's the forgotten Bush. I don't know if he's going to be the one. You got Chris Christie, which a lot of people can't stand. A lot of people think he's kind of bullheaded, a little headstrong, kind of cocky. I kind of like Chris Christie. You know, he speaks, you know, from the heart, no matter what. You know, he's sided with Democrats on things, he's sided with Republicans on things. He's nearly strong on his opinions, and he doesn't back down on them, even when the Republicans are trying to push him to say that's not on the company line. So that's one thing I do like about Chris Christie. Of course, there's a lot of policies that I don't agree with him on, and also he's very vindictive on certain things. You know, as all those people that got stuck on the George Washington Bridge when he set it down for being bitter because he didn't get his way. So certain things like that makes it very difficult when it comes down to if he's ideal for the presidency as well. So then you got, you know, people like Ben Carson that's going to run. And Ben Carson, you know, he has very strong Republican views, and he feels that he has the name and the financial backing and the willpower to be successful. But I guarantee you, this country is not going to vote in back-to-back African-American presidents. That is not going to happen. So, you know, we basically, the country's going to say, oh, we gave it a shot with a black president. Oh, well, not going to happen again. So Ben Carson thinks he has a chance. That's great, but it's not that much of a chance that he has when it comes down to being a president. So all these different choices, all these different options that are going to come up in the next year and a half, and we have to figure out, one, which way is the best direction for this country, and two, which one is going to give us the best idea when it comes down to being successful in our community. So recapping things right now, of course, immigration and health care, that's going to be the big things that in January, Republicans are going to try to shoot down everything right there. They're going to lock down the borders, they're going to kick people out, they're going to put up electric fence, all this type of stuff around Mexico. So those are the things we've got to look forward to in the next 6 to 8 months. Then after that, they're going to go into health care. They're going to try to repeal the universal health care, the Affordable Care Act, and make it so that way it's even more difficult for those who are low income in the inner city to get the proper health care that they need. Right now, you got people that have not been to doctors and not been to dentists in years getting treatment. Last month, there was an open forum where they had about 20, 25 dentists in Prince George's County in Maryland, where they were lined up, people who had the universal health care, that had the quote-unquote Obamacare, was able to go in there and get the treatment that they needed for free or for a very low cost. So people who needed the dental work, people who needed checkups and exams, were able to do that for free or for a very low cost because they had the insurance that was ideal to get things done. Do you think in the next year or two, once Republicans get through with the bill that they want to do, that's going to be possible? No. The people that are poor, the people that are tired, the people that are sick will not get the treatment that they need because there won't be no more Obamacare. So your children, when they get this enterovirus, if you don't have the privatized health care, you got to get the top stuff like the Blue Cross or the Cigna. If you don't have those, oh, well, sorry, too bad. Sorry for your children. Make sure you pay your bills. You know, that's what's going to happen. Now, the good side that Republicans like to do, they like to cut taxes. Yes, cutting taxes are great. So we might have lower taxes over the next couple of years. Okay, that's fine. Lower taxes, more money in your pocket immediately. That's great. But all they want you to do is invest that into stock markets, into money markets, into those business ideas. people who are living paycheck to paycheck can afford to invest in a money market or in a stock or bond. So what does that do for us? That makes us spend more money, so that way we're more poor at the end of the week and we'll be stuck when it comes down to our next paycheck. And there won't be any, and that all that'll do is cause more stress, cause more mental illness, more mental anguish, and mental health will be a thing of the past, especially when it comes down for our veterans. Our veterans have benefited from these new provisions that the president has put in place when it comes down to mental health care, mental health awareness. All these different things will be gone by the wayside when the Republicans do what they got to do. So it's not just the big things. It's not just the Affordable Care Act. It's not just immigration. It's the smaller aspects of things, your police force. Your police force is going to have these military-grade weapons and will have more freedom and more luxury to go into these streets. Stop and frisk will be more prevalent in our communities. You're going to have more raids in homes, more of this big brother stalkerish aspect of our cell phones, of our laptops, of our TV, of every electronic device that we have. All this is coming because of who is running Congress right now. These things have been stalled. These things have been trying to be pushed through Congress for the past 6 years but they have been stalled because the House and the Senate were divided. Now the House and Senate are more unified, and this is everything that's going to go through. So be prepared for this, and when things go down, don't complain because you didn't go out and vote. And that's what it comes down to. People that want to complain the most are the ones that didn't go out and vote on Tuesday and make their voice heard. So we have to deal with the consequences for the actions of those who decided not to participate. And this is the Rod Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Tony Production, Tony Entertainment. And I just wanted to mention that Love Talk tomorrow and Love Talk for the rest of this month, we're going to be talking about identity. And while we're talking about political identity for the past 25 minutes, we're going to be talking about a physical and emotional identity coming up in the next few weeks. Talking about physical aspects, tomorrow is a very critical thing now because we see all this talk about breastfeeding, about women's body, and about the role that women want to have in their own body and in their own imagery. And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow on Love Talk. And that's what a lot of things are going to be about this particular month on Love Talk. So I would like to hear what people think about these particular topics. If you have a topic, you can always inbox me on Facebook. You can always tweet me on RC44. Let me know what topics you have so that way we can make the best show possible. And also, I always like to thank you each and every week for making this a part of your week and just spending the 30 minutes with me and just going over some of the things that are important in our community. And this is the Rod Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And once again, we're trying to figure out where we are going into this next level. So in closing, I just want to say the next level of our government, the next level of our communities is trying to make sure that, you know, we keep the people that have been elected into our offices on task. Basically, the bed has been made. We have to line it. But that doesn't mean we can't check the sheets to make sure there's no stains and no dirt that's going on. So that's what we have to do right now. We have to be responsible in our communities to make sure that everything that they say and everything that they plan to do is not to the detriment of our communities, is not to the benefit of just their pockets, and that way it's benefiting and building on our communities. So this is the Rod Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. This is Mr. Rod Stevie, as always. Until next time, we'll talk.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity.